Barbarian Tribes of Rome, The Insular Celts, Part 2, From the Battle of Medway to the Battle of Watling Street. Now, at the time of the Roman invasion of Britain, the Roman legionaries were by far the most powerful military unit in Western Europe. However, by putting the Medway River between them and the Romans, the Celts thought they had enough of a defensive advantage to keep the Romans at bay and protect their homeland. However, they were wrong. The Romans used specially trained troops, swam across the river, and began attacking the Celtic force on the other side. Then, while the main Celtic force was occupied, the rest of the Roman army swam across and engaged the rest of the Celtic warriors in the area. The historical records we have indicate the battle lasted for 2 days, suggesting the Celts managed to put up considerable resistance to the Roman army, but they were eventually overrun. And the various Celts fighting against the Romans were forced to retreat back to the Thames River, where they would have a similar but perhaps better defensive advantage given the size and the depth of the Thames. Unfortunately, we do not know much about how the Battle of the Thames was fought. We do know that it was a Roman victory and that the British Celtic leader, Togodunus, was killed, leaving the door open for the Romans to march into the Catavellani capital and take it over, Camulodunum, the modern-day Colchester, with little resistance. Once there, the Romans established a colony and made treaties with many of the surrounding tribes, 11 to be exact, helping to entrench Roman control in southeastern Britain. These victories also made Britain an official province of the Roman Empire, known as Britannia, which is where the modern name for the island originated. But the Celts on the island were not finished fighting and would continue to do so for many years. After the initial victories of Claudius and Aulus Plautius, Celtic autonomy in Britain was officially threatened. But there were still many tribes living throughout the island that had no intentions of submitting to the Roman rule. Between the years 44 and 50 AD, the Romans slowly pushed their way west and south towards modern-day Wales, and in 47 AD, the Romans invaded Wales. Caracas, the brother of Togodumus, had fled to the western part of the island near modern-day Wales, and had managed to gather supporters to stand in resistance to the Romans, but he was ultimately unsuccessful and was killed at the Battle of Caercadoc in 40 AD. Giving the Romans control over most of southern Britain. However, during this time, several Celtic tribes throughout Britain began to rebel against Roman rule, something that would happen with considerable frequency during the early years of Roman Britain. This led the Romans to embark on a campaign of disarming all the Celtic tribes in Britain, as they felt this was the only way to ensure their rule would be respected and to achieve peace and stability in the region. However, it would be many years before the Romans would be able to fully subjugate the Celts in Britain, and some tribes would prove to be unconquerable. The Romans also undertook a policy of trying to destroy the pillars of Celtic society. Specifically, they sought to destroy Druidism. The Druids were elite members of Celtic society who were religious leaders as well as important members of the ruling class. The Romans, whenever they invaded an important city in Celtic Britain, would often destroy important Druid centers such as temples or courts as a way of establishing their supremacy and discouraging the Celts from rebelling against Roman rule. However, this did not have the effect that was immediately intended to have, and the British Celts proved to be continually a difficult group of people to rule. One of the best-known examples of Celtic resistance to Roman rule came in 60 AD from the Iceni tribe, a group of Celts that occupied territory to the northeast of modern-day London. Led by their queen, Boudica, the Iceni launched an uprising against the Romans while the Roman governor, at the time, Gaius Suetonius Paulinus, was waging war in western part of Great Britain. Specifically, they attempted to conquer the modern-day island of Anglesey, which at the time was a stronghold for the Druids. Recognizing that the Roman army was far away and therefore distracted, Boudica gathered supporters not only from her own tribe, but from the Trinovantes, one of the more powerful tribes on the island of pre-Roman Britain. Together they marched on Camulodunum, the colony established by Claudius that had been serving as the center of Roman rule in Britain since the early years of the invasion. This force managed to enter the colony and sack it, putting Roman rule in Britain at significant risk. Boudica then led her force out of Camulodunum and then continued west, taking back territory controlled by the Romans. Gaius Suetonius Paulinus heard of the uprising and immediately abandoned his campaign on Anglesey to return to eastern Britain and quell the rebellion. He set out on Watling Street, a road or series of roads that connected southeastern Britain to the northern part of Wales that had been used by the Celts for centuries and that the Romans paved to facilitate trade. He made it all the way to Londinium, a relatively new city that had been founded in 43 AD and was the first site of modern-day London. However, at this point, the city was in the hands of the rebels. So he departed, and Boudica and her force burned it to the ground. The rebels continued fighting, and as they did, they gained more and more supporters. Contemporaries estimate that there were some 300,000 men fighting alongside Boudica, but it's likely this number is an incredible exaggeration. However, when Gaius Suetonius Paulinus finally gathered his army and managed to confront Boudica, he was greatly outnumbered. Nevertheless, he managed to defeat her at what is known as the Battle of Watling Street, for it is believed to have taken place along this important road in southern Britain that was first laid out by the ancient British before it was paved by the Romans. However, historians have been unable to determine the exact location of this battle. At this point, the Emperor of Rome at the time, Nero, was considering withdrawing Roman forces from Britain and abandoning attempts to control it out of fear that it would require too much time and money to control. However, he ultimately chose not to do this, and the uprising launched by Boudica proved to be the most effective example of Celtic resistance to Roman rule in Britain. However, the Celts would not stop fighting the Romans as they worked their way north to try and subjugate the entire island. So at this point, of course, the Romans are continuing to Romanize the territory, but the northern Celts will resist for a while. Of course, we'll end up marching up there. Sooner or later, they're going to have the Picts involved. So this will mean Hadrian's Wall will be coming to us and the Antoninus Wall. But ultimately, we have the resistance in northern Britain, and then the Anglo-Saxon invasion to deal with in the last part of the insular Celts in Britain. Now the source for this, The Germanic People, Their Origin, Expansion, and Culture by Owens, Civilization of the Celts by Launay, Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.